This is Bob Larson with your MarketLine report for Tuesday, October 16th. While cattle numbers find solid footing in Monday trading, from the floor of the CME in Chicago, here's Virginia McGathy.
Cattle's firmed up. Those beef exports are also up. However, the deferred months were steady, so they didn't really rally along. As we got later into the day, the market started to uptick a little bit, and it's trying to push through and push higher and even taking the feeders along with it. And believe me, they need it. But again, we wait to the end of the week to find any kind of cash cattle trade to give us some direction and perhaps some price stability. So we're still waiting on that. The feeders fell even more today, which was kind of a big surprise, but these rising corn prices are definitely going to be affecting the market, and we know the feed prices will be going up, and it's hurting that long-term outlook for the industry, so it has feeders really looking further ahead.
Chicago December wheat prices closed yesterday up 7 3/4 at 5.24 3/4. December corn was up 4 1/2 at 3.77 1/4. Portland prices for soft white wheat of ordinary protein for October ended the day unchanged, ranging from 6 even to 6.20. Hard red winter wheat with 11.5% protein. Prices for October were up 7.5, ranging from 6.41 3/4 to 6.61 3/4. DNS wheat with 14% protein. Prices for October were up 4.5, ranging from 6.85 1/2 to 6.95 1/2. Live cattle for October were up $1.05 at 113.57 1/2. October feeder cattle were up 40 cents at 155.07 1/2. And October Class 3 milk was down a penny at 15.60.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson, and this has been your MarketLine Report.